Science. Yes, science and biotechnology is our topic. And joining me to help figure this all out is Scott Whitaker. He is the Chief Operating Officer of Biotechnology Industry Organization. He's an expert on biotech innovation and products. And also with us is Kish Rajan, California's Director of the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development. And, of course, Mike Regan, Bloomberg Stocks Editor, remains with me. Scott Whitaker, you're joining us from Washington, D.C. Tell us a little bit about what does the Biotechnology Industry Organization do? Is it the lobbyist group for the biotech industry?
Well, we're an advocacy organization, yeah, and we do advocate on behalf of our companies in D.C., but also throughout all the state capitals and globally as well. So we represent domestic biotechnology companies as well as international companies, try to help them work with governments to make sure that the policy environment's right so that they can be successful in their endeavors. And we also run a large international convention, which will be in San Diego this year, and a series of business partnering meetings around the globe as well. So that's what we do.
So Kish Rajan, joining us from Sacramento, is that the kind of event where you're going to be able to learn about how California can compete to keep biotechnology companies working and employing people in California?
Well, it's definitely the kind of event that first, you know, highlights the fact that biotechnology was born in California and it's thriving here. We're the nation's leader in output. The businesses here contribute about $100 billion annually in revenue. So it's a place where, you know, California is the home of innovation, and biotechnology is all about building upon that. So we're pleased to partner with Bio as an opportunity to showcase all that California has to offer.
Kish, I'm curious, you know, there's so many biotech companies are yet to turn a profit. How are you deriving that revenue from the state, that $100 billion that you mentioned? Is that, you know, income taxes, or where's that coming from exactly?
Well, the $100 billion is cumulatively the revenues of the some 2,500 companies, biotechnology companies that are in California today. So just sort of sizing the value of the industry based on the companies that are here, the employees that are working for those firms, and the revenues there. By those measurements, it's one of the biggest economic sectors we have here in California, and it's growing.
Scott Whitaker, tell us some of the issues that biotechnology would like addressed.
Well, the regulatory issues that we face every day, there are companies work closely with the FDA to ensure that the regulatory paths are sustainable for our companies to get products to market. That's always an important one for us. The economic issues that our companies face are critically important. The Jobs Act, for example, that was passed a couple of years ago, really helped stimulate some growth in this industry. We've seen over 80.
At the Bio Convention in San Diego, the 23rd through the 26th, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so I would I be remiss in feeling that most of the people attending are going to feel pretty good about where the biotech industry is right now?
I think people feel good about where we're heading, yeah, and we're looking forward to that event. It's going to be a great event. You know, it's an interesting part of that event is, and to give you the scale of the excitement, I think, we have a business forum where one-on-one partnering is done, business to business, business to academia, and with government as well. We'll have over 28,000 one-on-one individual partnering meetings that will occur over a three-day period. When we were in California in 2008, just to give you a point of comparison, there was about 14,000. So we've doubled the number of partnering meetings at our event, which goes right to the heart of the excitement about what's going on in our industry.
You know, what are some of the other big regulatory issues that you're dealing with? You know, obviously, we've heard from a lot of technology companies in California and elsewhere about immigration reform and how a lot of companies aren't able to secure the visas they need to really bring in the talent they need to program, you know, and innovate. Is that as big of an issue in biotech, or, you know, are most of the scientists still being homegrown, or do you really need to rely on immigrant, scientists to come in and help?
Yeah, I think immigration issues are always an issue that we deal with when you're dealing with advanced scientists that are coming into the country to work at our companies. So, yeah, it is an issue that we deal with. We also have a host of other regulatory and policy issues. and tax issues that we deal with over the course of a year or two to help make sure that our companies are sound and operational. And so, yeah, immigration is one, but there obviously are many others that we deal with as well.
Scott Whitaker, prior to your current role at the biotech industry organization, you served as the chief of staff of the Department of Health and Human Services. Of course, many of the issues related to the government and health care remain debated. I'm wondering if you can give us, from your perspective, what changes have been enacted that aid the biotech industry by the government?
Yeah, I think right now you have an FDA, I think, that has been very constructive in working with the biotechnology industry through the last PDUFA reauthorization that we have. We have a very good, I think, dialogue going on with the agency to help make sure that it's clear and transparent, and that products are getting through the pipeline that are safe and effective, which is their goal. And so having a very good FDA, a commissioner's doing a great job, and we work very well with that organization. NIH, a wonderful organization that does that basic research, a lot of collaboration between our companies, academic institutions, and the NIH as well. So working with government agencies is an important part of what we do, and I think a lot of those agencies are working very hard to make sure the policy environment is right for us to be successful.
You know, obviously, we like to talk about stocks on this show. And, you know, biotech stocks had a pretty rough year. You know, a NASDAQ biotech index down as much as about 21% from its peak this year to its low. It's stabilized a little bit since then. But I'm mm-hmm. curious, you know, from your perspective, has that slump in the stocks, you know, risen to the level where you guys are talking about it and concerned about it? Or is it just treated as just another stock market phenomenon that will work itself out?
I think it's an issue that will work itself out. I mean, it's the up and downs of the industry. It's a tough industry to be in, but we have remarkable leaders, business leaders, scientists, policymakers inside of those organizations that help us sort of weather the up and downs of that. But I think the trends you've seen with the new IPOs are a good sign. I think the trends we're seeing at our international conference, where there is a lot more excitement and energy around innovation that's going on, is another good sign. And so we feel real good about the future.
And I know in the future at this event in San Diego, June the 23rd through the 26th, the keynote speaker is scheduled to be Hillary Clinton. You're also going to have Sir Richard Branson attending.
We are. We have two fantastic keynote speakers. Richard Branson's going to talk on Tuesday of the event, going to give us his perspective on all the innovative businesses that he's operated over the years. That's going to be a fascinating dialogue and conversation. We're thrilled to have him. And then Secretary Clinton is going to be with us on Wednesday of the event and give us her insights from her time in public life as a senator, as a secretary, as a first lady, and all the work that she has done.
So we look forward to a report from the conference. Scott Whitaker, Chief Operating Officer, Biotech Industry Organization, Kiss Rajan, California Director, Governor's Office, Business and Economic Development.
Now it's time for Bloomberg Milestones in Business, our daily look at major...